from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, supporters of wind energy are digging in after the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management ordered all construction stopped on the Empire Wind Project, effectively ending all wind projects off the New Jersey coast. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said Wednesday a review must first be completed of information that suggests the Biden administration rushed through its approval without sufficient analysis. The company building the project, Empire Offshore Wind LLC, said it's seeking clarification of the order and contemplating legal action. New Jersey is bad for business. The New Jersey Business and Industry Association's 2025 Regional Business Analysis shows the Garden State ranks last in the region in cost competitiveness and business taxes for a seventh consecutive year. NJBIA President and CEO Michelle Sekyrka says these results are perhaps more disappointing as New Jersey abandoned its decision to approve its highest in the nation corporate business tax rate in 2024. According to the report, Pennsylvania is the most competitive state in the region. New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. An investigation into a money lending scam that targeted small businesses across the nation has netted eight suspects, including six in Monmouth County. The ring was launched at the height of the COVID pandemic. U.S. Attorney for New Jersey Alina Haba says the suspects promised small businesses that in exchange for upfront money, they would receive a loan or a line of credit. Once the money was handed over, the suspects disappeared. The complaint claims the scheme defrauded thousands of businesses out of millions of dollars. President Donald Trump says he's in no rush to reach any trade deals because he views tariffs as making the United States wealthy. But he also suggested, while meeting with the Italian premier at the White House on Thursday, that it'd be easy to find an agreement with the European Union and others.
Oh, there'll be a trade deal, 100%. Oh, well, you think there won't be a... Of course there'll be a trade deal, very much. They want to make one very, very much, and we're going to make a trade deal. I fully expect it, but it'll be a fair deal.
Trump played down the likelihood of an accelerated timeline to wrap up deals, saying other countries want to make deals more than I do. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will it be too muddy for an Easter egg hunt? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Intervals of clouds and sunshine for this afternoon. Breezy and warmer. We'll top out in the low 70s. A little bit cooler, though, at the shore. And breezy mild tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy down in the upper 50s. And tomorrow, clouds and sun. Unusually warm for April with a breeze. We're up into the low and mid 80s. Get out and enjoy it. Does look like some cooler air comes in for Easter Sunday, although it's still going to be pretty comfortable. Top out in the upper 60s and low 70s with some sunshine. A little bit cooler still for Monday. Some sunshine, highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. And then we'll warm back up again on Tuesday. Sunshine mixing with some clouds with a breeze. We'll reach into the mid-70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist John Fear.
72 degrees in Belvedere. Old Bridge has 74. Burlington, 71. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather's brought to you by Closet Factory. Their expert designers can help organize and declutter your entire home. They can help you with custom closets, garages, mudrooms, and much more. Call them today for a free design consultation or visit them online at closetfactory.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.